Maybe I should like practice saying that myself. This meeting is now being recorded or something like that. But welcome, welcome, everybody. It's nice to see you all. Really warm welcome. And thank you, Neil, for putting that in the chat box. If you're interested, there's a forum where people can contact one another or chat or something outside of this particular setting. And this link is only given here in this setting. So nobody else has this link unless you've attended Happy Hour. So I just wanted to start talking a little bit about this idea of generosity. Some of you know that I taught about this earlier, but just this idea of being generous with our material goods, certainly that's one way that we think about generosity, but also with our attention, our energy, our time. Doesn't necessarily always have to be with some tangible object. But when we're generous, there's in that moment when we're generous, it's a way in which we are like extending our wish for others to be happy or to have some ease or wishing for their welfare. And so it's part of maybe as much as each one of us can, it's part of this movement of lessening the suffering in the world. It's when we are generous, it's a movement towards caring for others and trying to support them. And I guess it wouldn't be considered generous if you're giving them something that's harmful or unhelpful at least. But it's an extension of offering care in whatever form that we're generous. So it's a way that we can help support others to find some ease. And maybe with that ease or with whatever it is that we've offered and maybe it supported them, it allows them maybe to find some greater freedom. Freedom from suffering or maybe just greater freedom in general. And of course, with generosity, it's not only that we're supporting others, that we're expressing this movement of caring, but it's also as a movement that helps to free us from, you know, some really tight stinginess of spirit or stinginess maybe literally. So sometimes, you know, we feel tight and constricted and ungenerous. Sometimes that's how when I'm in a cranky mood, I notice that I'm just feeling a little bit ungenerous in my thoughts about the world or whatever it is. And so when we practice generosity, we're weakening this craving, this clinging, this constriction. And so also generosity, not only does it support others, but of course it supports us too. It's a wonderful feeling when we give something to somebody. Again, we're very truly generous, not because we feel obligated or not because it's the societal norm or expectation, but because we want to give something to others. That's such a wonderful feeling. It's part of why, I don't know, I think like birthday parties are so much fun. You know, even when we're all grown adults, it's kind of something about, you know, even if it's just wishing somebody a birthday party, it might not even be an actual gift, but like to be singing together, happy birthday to you. You know, maybe the person's embarrassed, but in some ways it's a way of, you could say it is a type of generosity, of kind of like noticing that it was their birthday and acknowledging it. So not only does it affect us by counteracting any some clinging or tightening or grasping we might be doing, but also it gives a certain amount of confidence, a certain amount of buoying of our hearts and minds. It's uplifting us. So maybe I'll continue just a little bit about generosity. But I don't know. I'm kind of just, can I say I'm just sincerely delighted to see all of you. That was a funny thing that happened for me, and that you're all still here. So thank you. It's really nice. Yeah, so I was saying about generosity, that it also, it does something, kind of buoys our spirits, but also gives us a little bit of confidence too, right? When we give when we're generous to others. And then we could more specifically link generosity with loving kindness. That is, in that moment when we're being generous, when we're offering whatever it is we might be offering, there isn't any ill will there. Instead, there's a sincere wish for them to have some happiness, or to have some well-being, or to have some ease. So we might say that generosity is one way in which loving kindness gets expressed, is our we offering to others something that they might need, or that they might appreciate, or might be helpful or supportive for them. Yeah, so maybe with that as an introduction, generosity and its connection to loving kindness, non-ill will and caring, wishing others to be happy. So maybe to support our practice, or let's do some loving kindness practice. We can take the meditation posture, whichever seems like the right posture for you at this time. And just connecting to this moment, this body, how does it feel right now to be here? Can we sit and know we're sitting? Can we feel connected? To whatever it is we're sitting on. It's a nice way to feel grounded and present. Do a little bit of a body scan, checking in with the top of the head. Seeing if there are any sensations. You don't have to go trying to find the sensations. We're just allowing them to show themselves to us. And sensations in the face. Often hold tension around our eyes or jaw. Might there be a little bit more ease in the face? the neck. And shoulders. We're just bringing our attention to these different areas. It might be that there's some letting go, some relaxation, some greater ease that becomes available. But it might not also. We don't have to endeavor to remove all tension or discomfort. Can we allow it to be? Allow it to be there. The upper back, the lower back. Feeling what's there to be felt. The chest. And the belly. And again, feeling our seat, what we're sitting on. And our upper legs. Lower legs. And feet. Arms and hands. And feeling what the hands are touching. Maybe it's soft or rough or smooth, warm, cool. And in the same way, you can notice the sensations of breathing, that is, movement of the chest or belly, or the air going in and out of the nose. Relaxed, unhurried way. Just resting our attention on the sensations of breathing. What would it be like to practice in such a way that you were generous towards yourself? That is, maybe turning down the volume of any inner critic that shows up. when the mind is lost in thought. Maybe we think, of course, this is what minds do, especially at the end of a day. And then we just begin again with the sensations of breathing. We might consider that in a meditation practice, in some ways, a gift to ourselves, allowing our nervous system to quiet down, connect with some beautiful people, practice together. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring into mind a lovable being. Somebody for whom it's easy and complicated to feel warm-hearted towards. What would it be like to be generous towards this person without leaving your meditation seat? Just that movement of the heart, movement of the mind. Maybe connecting with the lovable being visually in your mind's eye. Maybe being generous is a way that we really connect and see the person. Even if they don't know about it. Maybe it's not only for their benefit, but also for our benefit. Maybe it's not for anybody's benefit. Maybe just generosity for the sake of generosity. And in the moment of being generous, it's a moment of kindness. And our expressing a wish for them to be happy, to be well, to have ease, to have safety. That is an expression of our loving kindness. To support the heart and mind, resting in loving kindness, or cultivating, developing, tuning into loving kindness. You can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Is there a difference between the spirit or the feeling of generosity and the feeling of loving kindness? In what ways are they the same? Of course, there will be exceptions, but is there a way that generosity and loving kindness are related and support each other, and maybe aren't even distinct? then can we build on this loving kindness and expand it to include ourselves? May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Maybe visualizing yourself when you were a child, or maybe how you are now, whatever feels the most accessible and supportive at this moment. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Again, can we have a generous attitude? An appreciation for ourselves, no matter what our practice is right now, whatever our experience is right now. Can we extend this generosity, this warmth, towards those we don't know, to people we don't know. You can either choose an individual. Sometimes you see in the neighborhood, perhaps, or somebody maybe in this Zoom meeting. Or if you'd like, maybe more generic group of people in a certain location or certain types of people, whatever feels appropriate for you. If you're unsure, I recommend working with an individual, somebody you don't know, maybe somebody in the Zoom meeting. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground, feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. In that last instruction, I talked about different types of people. That doesn't feel quite right. You know, classically, it's categories. And so, I don't know, type just didn't feel quite right. I was sitting with that, so I'm just offering that if that didn't feel quite right for you either. So this connection between generosity and loving kindness, we might recognize that, of course, there's some differences, but there might also be some ways in which they're the same or similar and have the same kind of movement of letting go. And this movement of concern or care or wish for another to be safe and happy, healthy, have ease. So it can be helpful or interesting or fun or I don't know, a whole range of things to talk about this with other people. This idea of this relationship between generosity and loving kindness. Maybe sometimes we feel like they're not connected, but what are the ways in which they are connected? And that we might think of a generosity practice as a way to support our loving kindness practice. So I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms. Be like three or four in a room, and you'll have an opportunity to talk about this, these ideas, or this, these can be related, generosity and loving kindness. And it's nice if one person just doesn't do a long monologue, but and then everybody else has to kind of fit in. So it's helpful to just say one point and then I let it go to the next person. And then they say one point and then it goes to the next person. And then it comes back around and then you can say another point. And maybe you're influenced by what you heard before. So in that way, you can really share and create something. You don't have to say everything you know about this topic or all your ideas about it. And sometimes it's, if it would be helpful for you to decide who's going to go first, we can do by the month that you were born in. So if you're born in January, you'd go first. And we'll just go through the calendar that way. Okay, here we go. Okay, so welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Does anybody have, oh, Neil, you have your hand up. You already know what I'm going to say. So, yes, Neil.
First, I'd like to say I had a lovely conversation with two first timers. It was wonderful.
Great.
But I have a question.
Yes.
So, you know, one of the things that came up was that loving kindness seems more like a wish or a desire as compared to generosity, which seems more like an action. And, you know, this was like the best we came up with, but, you know, there was, you know, there were basically three clueless people in the room. So I was wondering, you know, if you could, you know, I don't know, if you could try to be a non-clueless person or at least play one on TV.
Or play one on TV, yes. You know, I ask these questions, but with no idea that there is a correct answer. I don't have the answer. This is just an exploration. And that's what I love about it. It's not like there's some perfect answer. But maybe just for us to explore on our own, what is the relationship? Because I can imagine that there are times when we are generous, but maybe that it's not heartfelt, that it's there isn't some warmth behind it, maybe. Or maybe sometimes our loving kindness is expressed in an action, not so much by this inclination of the mind and heart. So that's what I have.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Maybe some of you guys came up with some ideas about the relationship between generosity and loving kindness. I'd love to hear. Yes, Jerry.
Well, I can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. So, I think there was they're interrelated, but they're different. But I think that one can help drive the other, so that you can, like I was thinking, and running in the morning. I run in the morning to wake me up, and I see similar people. So I've taken to wishing them well and smiling at them, and it's amazing. They seem to smile back. I don't know them very well, but And I was thinking, as I said at the end of a group, that it came to me that both are a great anecdote or antidote to loneliness. Because when you're generous towards someone, from a loving kindness perspective, even if they don't know it, you feel a connection to that. And it is the loneliness just melts away.
Nice. Beautiful. Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
And Melanie, can you unmute yourself, please?
Hi. Sorry. You can hear me now?
Yes.
One of my groupmates encouraged me to share, even though I felt really nervous about it. So thank you, groupmate. Something we talked about a bit in our group is like the struggle we feel about having like enough capacity for generosity, like feeling like giving depletes us, or feeling ashamed for not giving enough. And so an example I brought up was like being at the farmer's market, and there was a man outside who had this sign that said like, "Do you have empathy? Like anything helps." And I like left the farmer's market and like made eye contact with him and smiled at him, but didn't give him anything. And he kind of like shouted after me, like, "Guess you don't have any empathy today." Mm-hmm. And that really, really struck me of like, not only like the effort and the desire to be generous, but how much it can deplete you as a person, or like it does take effort. And also like the shame that you might feel when you like see an opportunity to be generous, but you don't like act on that opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Right. There's often this sense of obligation or expectation. And then, you know, the feeling of generosity goes away, right? When as soon as that starts to enter in, this expectation or obligation, it shifts the feeling of it. Yeah, these both are so rich topics. It's such, and I would say, is worthwhile exploring in our lives. What roles do they have? How do they get expressed? What are some of the obstacles? And Melanie, I appreciate very much you also bringing out, sometimes we feel like we don't have enough. So how can we be generous? And what is it like to stretch ourselves a little bit? And what is it like to not stretch ourselves, just to stay in the comfort zone? And, you know, just to explore these things. There isn't one right answer for anybody all the time. But I think just our bringing our attention to these two topics, generosity and loving kindness, just bringing our attention to them can help them to kind of flourish and grow in our lives, in perhaps unexpected ways. Okay, I want to respect everybody's time. So I see that we're 2 minutes after the hour here, but I have this great appreciation. You guys hung in there when my computer decided to do something else other than being on Zoom or anything. It just turned itself off. So thank you very much for that. And maybe we can unmute ourselves and say goodbye. And
thank you, Diana. Goodbye.
Thanks, Diana.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.